Welcome to the Gladcast Basketball Podcast, a post-game recording of the show. A nail-biting encounter against London Lions in the Trophy quarterfinals where the Gladiators came out on top. So yeah, we're going to try and do this whenever I can get on to games and get courtside afterwards and hear the reactions from the teams and players and coaches and whatnot. So yeah, first one up, I got a chance to speak with Coach Schmidt post-game just before the guys boarded the bus to head south or to the airport or wherever they were staying tonight. So here's Coach Schmidt's reaction, really honest about how the game went, wanting to try some of his younger guys and guys that have worked hard this season, obviously taking into consideration their heavy workload and what's kind of coming ahead for them and how they're kind of looking forward to the break. So yeah, first up, Coach Schmidt. Coach Schmidt, unlucky tonight. How do you think that game went for you guys?
Obviously a little tough one, but again, we kind of wanted to kind of prioritize in the trophy. We wanted our guys that don't get a lot of minutes to get those minutes in this competition, and again, just obviously with the amount of games we're playing, the travel, it's not that we're prioritizing one over the other, but I think it's important for our guys like Bradley Kaboza and Zam and Jonathan and Josh Ward Hibbert.
I love the energy those guys gave
you
today, man.
I thought they were really good, man. Yeah. Defensively, obviously defensively is kind of where we've kind of hung our hat and have an identity in both domestically and in Euro Cup. And again, I thought those guys did a really good job with their defensive schemes. And, anytime you hold a team to 52 points, you got to be happy about
you
that.
We had trouble
scoring. Again, it disappointed for those guys. Obviously, I wanted them to be able to come away with the win. But again, I thought the experience and what they brought to the table was really good. And again, hats off to Caledonia. At the end of the day, it was a gritty kind of a
not so pretty
on the offensive side of the game. Yeah. But again, hats off to them. They found a way to get it done.
And how are you guys finding all this travel? Because it is a lot. You guys have played a lot of games. It must be quite tough.
It is tough. I mean, I think the biggest thing is just more so, not having time to practice really to have like where you're able to kind of really dive in and clean some things up. Because again, it's just really, you look at it, it's one game after the other. Like we go from here and we got, Cheshire on Sunday, then we've got Surrey at home on Tuesday, and then we, have Bristol right before the break. And then you get to go.
Are you guys looking forward to the break? I suppose you're going to lose quite a lot of guys anyway.
To be honest with you, we're really looking forward to it. It comes at a good time. We're really banged up at the moment. Obviously we rested some guys today that could have played more minutes. But then we also got some guys that are a little banged up that I think that a couple weeks will do them really well. But you look at the schedule in March and it's murderer's row, man. It's just like we feel like we play every other day, every two days. Between competitions, but this is what we signed up for. We know it's the first year in a long time that a BBL team has had a team playing in Euro Cup. So the schedule doesn't help us out right now. But again, we're finding ways to get it done. Obviously, having depth.
Big win midweek as well. That was huge.
Yeah, it was a good one for us. And I think again, now we've got four games left in Euro Cup, and one game at a time. But my whole message to the team, obviously, is if we're playing our best basketball by the time we get to end of March, early April, that's our goal.
And then how have you found this BBL campaign anyway? Obviously, first year for you and all, first year for a lot of these guys coming back over. Yeah, how you find this competition in the BBL?
Oh, really good. I mean, I think, again, the league's getting better and better. I think the talent, speaks for itself. And, obviously for us, we know every time we step on the court, we're going to get everybody's best shot. There's a target on our back. But it's good for us because, obviously, we want everyone's best shot. We go into games. And it's really helped with our Euro Cup preparation, especially, the guard play in this league is exceptional. Yeah. And so it's allowed us to really, for me as a coach, be able to kind of try some schematic things, whether it's pick and roll coverage or whatever, defensively. And then even offensively too, being able to look at some things. So, again, early in the year, we took a couple hits against Sheffield and Bristol, which I thought was good for us in the long run to kind of, regroup and, kind of figure some things out. But again, every single time we step on, even Leicester in the cup final.
Yeah, man, that was a good game.
It was another good game. And so that's what I've enjoyed about, being every single night, we know we're going to get everyone's best shot, and it's been fun.
Nice one. Thanks very much. Good. Right, safe travel home, man. Thank you.
My
thanks to Coach Schmidt for giving me his time there. And let's go next up. We're going to hit some of the Gladiators players. We caught up with Gladiators big Patrick Tappy and also then guard Johnny Bunyan after the game. Johnny was really honest with what he had to say, and yeah, it was great to speak to Patrick as he's been a really informed player for the team and basically since the turn of the year, since Ali Fraser went down. So yeah, here's those two, and then we'll follow up with one more.
We're now joined by Patrick Tappy. Patrick, how did you sum that one up tonight?
Really it was just a wild game, up and down. It was fast paced. We weren't kind of ready for their lineup. We didn't expect who they were playing and everything, but just good to get a win, at the end of the day. a win is a win, so just happy with the result.
Does that lineup change? Does that change how you guys go in the game preparation wise, or what to expect from them?
I think we had certain people to, you know, we're looking to attack. On who we guess was going to play, and then things changed. So, we didn't really scout some players, didn't know what they were capable of. So, kind of switched up what we were doing.
So, looking like in the next round, Plymouth for the NBL team derby, what can you expect from that game? It's Plymouth, because we've obviously matched up with them a few times.
Yeah, I mean, either team, I think, I don't know much about derby, but I know that we played Plymouth, three times now? So, we've lost the first game. I think last two games kind of figured them out. So, feeling confident about that.
So what's next for you? How are you enjoying the season so far?
Yeah, no, it's going great so far. I think right now it's good. I think we won 3 games straight. So I think we're on a good pace right now. Just got to keep improving.
And how was that getting that away win last week?
Oh, yeah, that was huge. I mean, our away record's been, you know, not too great. So it was good to get, you know, not two in a row.
So one thing I've got a comment on is the undershorts today, a bit bright. I've reading on social media, people are like, he's going cycling, or what are they about today?
I don't know. This is some shorts that or some boxes that I have for a while. I don't know. My coach gave them to me one time, just wearing them ever since. But yeah, these shorts are those shorts, so they definitely ride up every now and then.
All right, Pat, good game, man. Well played.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, we're joined by Johnny post-match, or a while after post-match. I've been waiting for you, big guy.
Just trying to get through the litany of missed shots and turnovers in my head.
So yeah, sum that game up for us. Obviously it's a 2-point win, but yeah, sum that up as a 40.
It's just a battle at the end of the day. Like, they obviously were, you know, I don't even know if you can say that's a B team, maybe a C team that they brought up. We knew that. We were trying to not let it affect us. I think it affected us a little bit. We got a little bit stagnant on offence at times and just couldn't make a lot of shots, and we turned the ball over too much. Realistically, we should have put them away a lot earlier than we did, but these games can be battles, and once your first quarter, second quarter goes by and it's just a kind of a slog out game, then that's what it turns into for the whole night.
So obviously said about semi-known they were going to send maybe a weaker team. Does that seem who they put out for the start? How does that change your prep?
Well, I tried to tell the guys it doesn't change anything about us, our prep, because I've seen a lot of times over the years teams come up.
Certainly have.
5 guys, 6 guys, and they know they're going to play, they know they're going to have the minutes, and that gives them the confidence. Thankfully, we knew it couldn't change us, our prep for the game. But yeah, it's difficult when you prepare for the big name guys and stuff, but they're not there, you kind of change a little bit. But there's no excuse, we probably should have put them away a little bit earlier.
So what's next for you guys as a group? What do you think you can do? It looks like Sheffield won tonight, Leicester now out. What does that mean for the rest of the draw?
Just not get carried away. Like, we just can't do it. There's too many years where we've said, this is a great run we've got in, or we've put out a good team and now we can push it all the way. Like, you can't take anything for granted. Just like we can't take the team tonight for granted that they brought. So yeah, it's great, semi-final, and you know, you can look over and see all Leicester are out and all this stuff, but if you start thinking ahead too much, then you're just going to get in trouble. So
how's
they keep it going?
How is it good? Is it to see people like Al dressed to play tonight, and how's the team looking for the rest of the kind of closing for this regular season?
Oh, brilliant! Like, the team is the most put together it's been once Al's back to even kind of 80-90%, hopefully, with the depth in the squad and the way that we can have guys playing. I mean, David didn't train all week, and we managed to kind of get through tonight without much from him as well. So the depth in the squad is as good as it's ever been. And we've won, you know, a couple of, what is it, 3 games in a row now across competitions, and this is when you want to be building and peaking. So yeah, everything's looking good for the whole team moving forward.
I know offence maybe struggled for yourself to date, but I thought defensively you, particularly towards the end, they pulled up some big turnovers or just putting your body in the line, and yeah, I thought defensively you played really well.
Yeah, you've got to try and impact the game in some way. I'm known for shooting, but thankfully, I made some plays on the defensive end, and everyone made plays on the defensive end because the offense was struggling from a lot of players on the court tonight. But defense wins these crucial games, and that pulled us through tonight for sure.
Cheers, Johnny. Well done on the win.
Thanks, guys.
My thanks to the two guys there. Finally, we've got Coach Murray on for a quick chat after the game. He was obviously delighted with the win, but also you could hear the kind of frustration going through him about obviously facing up against a weaker Lions team. And yeah, it was good to speak to Gareth, always is. He's always very honest and open. So yeah, let's hear what Coach Murray has to say.
Hey, we are joined post-game with Coach Gareth Murray. Coach, how did you sum that game up?
Very ugly, very scrappy. young guys on their team came out and played really hard, played really well. They played great defense. They slowed our full team, which was impressive for them. They came out and they did a lot of hard work defensively. They shared the basketball for us. Maybe the moment got to us thinking that we saw the team that they put out, that it was going to be easy, and we didn't take advantage of that. But they played great defense. But I'm obviously happy we got to the next round, right?
Yeah. What does that mean for the team getting to the next round? Looking likely probably to be Plymouth or Derby. But what does that mean?
Yeah, I mean it's great for us, for the club. I mean it's always trying to get to as many trophies and cup finals and playoff finals as we can. You know, we always want to be like a top four team. That's what has always been the striving for this team for however long I've been here. Make as many finals as we have, and this is another opportunity for us to. Especially get to the final in Glasgow, which will be huge for the club, for the city, for the way the organisation is going.
So we saw that Ali Fraser dressed up today, and obviously yep. David didn't play as much. How are those guys looking?
Al, he's been practicing all week, so that was good. We're going to see how the game went today, and I didn't want to throw him out there, especially with a game like that, you know. I mean, we could have used him though. He might have been all right, but I wasn't one to risk him. David's ribs are still hurting him. He practiced yesterday, but it wasn't full speed, so we tested him out a little bit today to see how he was, but you can see he wasn't himself, right? You can see he wasn't his aggressive self. So we struggled offensively without him, his scoring that he usually brings and that breaking down the defence. So that's why our offence, and we also didn't shoot the ball very well. 0 for 13, right? Yeah. Johnny Bunyan 0 for 5 or something, like wide open shots. Yeah. And that's what he usually makes. So, but, you know, overall, nobody's going to look back and say, oh, you only won by 2 points. All they're going to see is you got to the next round. So most important thing for us is looking forward now. Our goals are still the same, top four finish. Make the trophy final, make the playoff final. Those goals that we set 2 weeks ago, after seeing how we were beginning the season, that's our goals we set ourselves now. So that's where we're trying to get to.
Cheers, G. Thank you for your time, man.
Thank you.
Right, thank you again to G for doing that. And yeah, thank you for listening. Hopefully this is something you guys quite liked. It's almost midnight by the time I finish this after the game, so I'm off to bed before work tomorrow. But yeah, thank you for listening to this. We'll maybe try and do this some more if this is stuff people like listening to. And again, thank you for listening to the content with Steve Timoney. We'll have one out next week with the new player, Al Durham, who's kind of hit ground running, let's be honest. He's been amazing. He was MVP again tonight. So yeah, check that out when that comes out. And obviously, if you've not checked any of the Steve Timoney interview out, check that out as well. So yeah, great win for the Gladiators tonight. On to the next one. And yeah, join us next time on the Gladcast Basketball Podcast.